Well, it's Free Radio Santa Cruz's Bathrop Spears Broadsides coming at you at, we're June 25th, 2026. And this is a flashback show where we're going to be rolling directly into the old September 20th, 2001 show. And just to kick things off, here's a little theme music.
Tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs, they simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic, I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking, why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you.
And then we have the actual substance of this upcoming flashback, which you can actually hear and hopefully will listen to directly. But a couple things that it focuses on, mostly the farmer's market, run at that time by a manager named Janet Blazer, who was intent, this was right after 9/11 and the Towers retaliation attack for all the Middle East madness. The week before this September 20th show, three tickets have been given out to drummers by Janet Blazer, or by police directed by Janet Blazer for drumming, which she didn't want them drummers in or near the farmers market. And then she went after me for giving out petitions, or should I say, trying to get signatures on petitions, having a table. I was actually referred to this whole situation by an activist, John Teal King, Dangerous John, I used to call him, who was at that time my housemate, who had been tabling on some issue that I probably had some sympathy with, but it wasn't one of my issues necessarily. And he was told he couldn't do it there, as I understand it, something to that effect. Anyway, this is all about that controversy. I went out and created a petition for a friendlier farmers market and encouraged people to sign this petition. Did some interviews at the farmers market, which is the Wednesday market. This is at a time when it was located right across from the Red Church before it was uprooted by the library under the parking structure scam, as I call it. And the whole 2 hours of this show is pretty much about it's interviews with folks, it's recording of my dialogue or exchange with Janet Blazer, my arrest by Sergeant Butchie Sticky Fingers Baker, and there's also a bit of an interview with Greg James of the Austin Homeless Advocate and homeless doings in Austin, Texas, which and a small discussion by Carl Wilson of the Friends of Camp Paradise meeting. Camp Paradise was blossoming in those months, and the city council, which was desperately trying to avoid and evade and or make some hay from the issue, depending on which city council members you spoke to, was certainly was confronted with it, and the community was confronted with it. Carl was a neighbor of Camp Paradise, which was at the end of Felker Street, under the highway over the overpass, under the overpass, which our Highway 1 crosses the San Lorenzo River. I wish I had more of a report for what's happening with the farmer's market these days. I think it's been transferred into the streets, where they've blocked off the streets, having usurped the area for this parking structure slash library. Maybe I will in the future. In the meantime, remember that all the phone numbers offered in this are probably defunct or unlikely to be reachable 25 years later. However, you can still get us at the Huff Line. That's Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, 831-423-4833. So call me if you have questions, criticisms, or if you have commentary that you want to get into, or if you've seen things that are happening to folks outside, or things that are newsworthy that have to do with, dare I call it, the class war that's going on in Santa Cruz. In any case, enjoy the flashback, because here it is.